You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of I Hate Dating. As always, I'm joined by my two illustrious co-hosts, Stacey and Paul. Stacey, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Paul, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
And we have a special guest. Say hello to the people.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
All right.
I'm Rayshon.
Appreciate it. I'm about to say
yes. Friend of the show. Thank y'all for having me this evening.
Absolutely. Yes. For those of you who don't know, Rayshon is the co-host of Stacey's other podcast, Unapologetic. Make sure you check it out. It's an awesome show, and they do some funny stuff over there. A lot of coverage of the like pop news, but then also a lot of in-depth segments that talk about things that are really important to your life. So it's really a great show if you get a chance to take a listen to it.
Well, thank you.
There you go.
Shameless plug. Love
shameless.
It.
Shameless. I think.
I have no shame.
Not at all.
They're check clear. All right. So. So let's just jump to our first story. My fiance confessed something terrible. My fiance, female 26, I, male 31, have been engaged for 6 months, but have been together for 4 years. We started to get serious about setting a date and have begun looking at venues for the ceremony and reception. On Saturday, while debating the pros and cons of several places, she abruptly became very serious and said to me, "There's something I need to tell you."
Oh, shit.
No good conversation ever starts with that phrase. I already knew a lot about her tumultuous past. She came from an abusive home, dropped out of high school, and she was 16 and supported herself by stripping at a very shady club.
Yeah.
Yes, they knew she was underage, and no, they did not care. She got heavily into drugs, heroin specifically, before getting arrested for possession. Instead of sentencing her to prison, she was ordered to complete a treatment program, which she did. She got clean, easily received her GED, and then went to college. We met when she was starting her first year at very respectable state college after receiving her associate's degree at a community college. What she had never told me before this weekend is that in addition to stripping, she was also a prostitute. Between the ages of 16 and 23. Yes, even when she was in treatment, she was prostituting herself. And yes, for roughly the first year we were together, she was still having sex with money without my knowledge. She swears that now that she hasn't been with anyone besides me since quitting that job 3 years ago. She claims that the reason she never told me before now is that back when she first told me about her days as a stripper, I seemed sort of disgusted, which might be true. I don't know. I was basically indifferent about it, to tell you the truth, but it's completely possible that I reacted in less than an understanding way through visual and nonverbal cues. She cheated on me. That's part of me I just keep thinking about. Another part of me is disgusted that she would do something so low and debasing as having sex for money. But the logical part of me keeps reminding me that she was in a very desperate situation back then. Who am I to judge her for doing what she had to do to get by? I honestly don't know what to think. Suddenly, the idea of marrying this woman isn't as appealing as it was just 2 days ago. I'm looking for any sort of advice. How should I proceed? Am I overreacting? Should I tell her what I think just appreciate that she was honest with me? Or do I just keep my mouth shut? Now, this is a deep one, and it's heavy. So, Stacey, you know, generally, we look to you for our guiding light and wisdom. So, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah, this is pretty heavy. This is a really serious type of situation here. But I'm going to go ahead and let you know that you're not overreacting. And you should not marry this woman because, first of all, the trust was broken. She did cheat on you. Regardless if she needed money or not, she didn't have to go to the extremes of sleeping with other people to get money. She could have gotten an extra job. She could have asked you for the money if she, you know, if you guys are in a relationship and she really needed, you know, money. So I think the fact that she cheated on you is something that you can't even get past in itself, let alone the fact that she cheated on you and she received compensation for doing so. So with that being said, because that trust has been broken, it's over. That engagement is off. In my eyes, it should be off. So he's not overreacting. You know, let's take away the part that she was sleeping with other men for money. She cheated on him and did this for over a year.
Right.
And she got paid to do it. Now, some would say, oh, it's not cheating because there wasn't anything attached to it in terms of an emotion. If you're having
there was something attached.
All right.
you know, I always try to keep it classy on this side, but you know, Paul and always finds a way to go ahead and just take it on a whole nother level.
You go.
But with all that being said, you know, some would say, well, you know, there wasn't any emotion attached to it. She's just doing her job.
Right.
But she doesn't have to sleep with other people to make money.
But take into account the fact that she was getting off, you know, it was a really rough time. This person has had a tough past.
Yeah.
Like, just walk away, cold blood?
But you're in a relationship. So there are people that I know that, you know, were former exotic dancers.
Mm-hmm.
And once they were in a relationship and they were serious about this person, they quit dancing.
How deep into the relationship did they quit dancing, though? It wasn't like the first day they met that person. Like, there's got to be some overlap.
For the person I'm thinking about, they were probably dating for like a good 6 months.
Okay.
In this case, this person did this for a year.
So 6 months to a year, roughly the overlap happened. You're saying that's enough
to violate. No, I'm saying this person was cheating for a year into their relationship.
Very true. Very true. While healing, possibly, and, you know, getting over some tough times. Right.
Like, and that's,
and I don't
want
to underplay that. Yeah. Very much so. But it's for the person that's in that situation, I just can't come to them and say, you should just been better. This person dealt with like drug abuse in the past. Like, this person has dealt with some rough stuff, right?
Well, what does that have to do with not being faithful in your relationship?
No. You're absolutely right on that stance.
At some point, the
betrayal there. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? Yeah.
Why you guys?
Why you just discussing?
Go ahead, Paul.
Well, right, over to Paul.
You know, I hate to interrupt you discussing it among yourselves like that. I'm going to weigh in, and I'm going to be brief.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, that's new for everyone that's listening. Some questions don't necessarily need answers.
All right.
Sometimes you just need somebody to hold that mirror up and let you hear what you just asked, and it gives its own answer.
All right.
So allow me to hold this mirror up for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You are asking, or you're telling me that for the first year of your relationship, your girlfriend sold her ass like a hot and ready on a Friday night. And then she also has drug addiction problems that she recently got over.
Had
drug addiction problems she recently got over.
Right.
And you want to know if it's a good idea to marry her. I'm just going to delicately leave that one right there.
Here's the thing. So first off, I understand everyone's initial reaction that this is cut and dry, walk away from this person. But my belief is this, though. Like, everyone has baggage and walk into a new relationship. Who is to gauge how much baggage is not okay?
The first year.
But we don't know what the first year.
Stacey called it from the beginning. The first year, you was a cheating ass. Period.
Rayshon, what you got?
I don't think that he should necessarily just call it. He should pause.
There you go.
Stop.
That's what I want to
pause.
Rayshon, let me hear you.
He should just evaluate, because obviously when you love someone, you love them with the intent to love them forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just ain't going to turn that off. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you really can't hold. I mean, what's the difference between a prostitute and a porn star? I know plenty of married porn stars that are still successful in their careers,
right?
But they're still married.
Yeah.
Okay. My thing is, it's still sex for money. My thing is, I respect honesty. So at least you didn't have me gawk into this marriage.
Exactly.
But you didn't have me marry you before you told me. Like, you told me this before we actually took this huge step. That's why I'm like, I will pause.
Yeah.
I will reevaluate.
All right.
You never, ever want to make a decision based on emotion.
There you go. Now, don't make a decision based on the money. That's kind of the answer I was looking for, right? Because my belief is this. Like, everyone has revealed, or not everyone. There's a lot of people who have revealed something about their past that their new partner doesn't necessarily like.
Mm-hmm.
And the timing.
Have one.
Exactly. And you know what? Yeah, she was flawed. Yes,
we're
she was hurt.
About
I know. Yes. There was
some
past.
Past.
There was, this was years
that
later.
That was their present when she was actively having sex for money while they were together.
Okay, Paul, let me say this, okay? Because I think we're on the same page here.
I believe
Let's
so.
Take away the fact that she was getting paid. If she was just sleeping with random men, just because
she fucked
around
the first year, they
would be very different.
It'd be very,
very different.
Different.
Oh, so because she's getting paid.
Because she's getting paid, to me, is a signal that there's something deeper still wrong with this person.
Right.
And they're trying to work this out.
Yeah, she owes the government for what she made. That's what's deeper than that. No, seriously.
Here's the thing. Yes, she did something terrible. But I say, let's swap it out and say, all right, you know what? She let her Kia drown.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden it's like, oh, that was terrible. It's like, you know what? You did something terrible. You're repenting about it. You've had to hold this on your back. And like Sean said, you know what, Rayshon? You pause. And if you really love this woman that you were about to walk down the aisle 2 days ago, just saying like, okay, you know what? I had feelings for yesterday. Today, I don't because you did something wrong. But, then that means, no, then carry that same energy through everything that anybody ever does wrong. Then every time somebody does something wrong, then you always walk away.
Stacey, let me ask you a question real quick, Stacey. Is cheating a deal breaker for you?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's not for everybody else.
Okay. Yeah.
That's,
okay.
You know, but that's neither here nor there. I have everyone. A point I need to make.
Go ahead.
I went short. Now I need to go a little
bit. There you go.
All right. So I have a point that I need to make here. We are getting caught up on the wrong piece here.
Okay.
Because what we're missing is the fact that he sees her differently. So let us not.
Oh, yeah.
Your love for someone is based in what you know about them, and she just changed what he knows her to be. She's mm-hmm. not the person that he thought she was anymore. Right. And you can't minimize that. It's not about whether, well, it was, you know, hard times, no drug addiction.
No one said minimize.
It was just, all right, fine. Choose whatever word you want. Right. It's not about that. What it's about is that he already had something of an issue with the fact that she was stripping.
No, he said he didn't care. Then.
Yeah, he should have left then. Absolutely. Left then, this is stay. Going to change the way he sees her, i.e. Yeah. treat her. Let us not minimize the sanctity of marriage. This is a lifelong commitment that you are going to make to somebody that you go into seeing them different.
Yep. And no one is saying continue on with the marriage. Everyone at the table said the marriage is off the table.
Right.
My thing is pause, reevaluate, and then you know what you say. All right, listen, let's talk like you always talk about. Like
okay,
we always
so you're
say,
saying that we're all agreed that the marriage is off the
table.
Yeah,
the marriage is off the
table. Okay, so nobody in here is saying that.
No. He said take a break. He's saying pause. Back. I said pause.
Pause means that it ain't off the table.
Right.
I'm saying that bitch ain't on the table no more.
No. The thing is,
Paul and I are on the same page with that. Like, it's done.
No, y'all saying it's done. I'm just saying that I wouldn't be in a rush to marry her, but then I won't be in a rush to just totally get rid of her either. Y'all just saying be done with the bitch.
Yeah.
I'm saying right, he's not getting married. I'm taking marriage off the table.
Right, but all right, okay, because that's what I'm getting from you two is just get rid of her, throw the whole woman away and start all over again. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm only saying that is if he can't see past what's going on.
Right, that's
he
what
has
I'm
to
saying.
Look at himself.
That's what I'm saying. Take a moment.
So the only thing that I'm saying, knee jerk, marriage is off the table.
Yeah. Okay.
But yes, you do have to look inside yourself and be like, can I see past this for this particular
and I think
individual?
And that's what he's asking.
Yeah, that's what he's asking. He's like,
he can't. And I can read. I can tell you from the text.
But see, the thing is, he said he already like looked down on a woman for being a stripper. That mean you already,
No, he said he didn't. He said he was indifferent.
He said
I was indifferent to it. He said I may have given off the impression that I was, but be honest with you, I was kind of indifferent.
Ultimately, he gave off that impression because he wasn't indifferent.
But again, he still survived after that. He heard that information and stuck with her. His actions spoke louder than his words, even his visual cues. So even he was upset with it, he got past it. There's nothing to say that this won't be the next thing.
It's just stripping.
It's just stripping.
When it goes from stripping to the dick sucking, that's a little different. That's a whole lot more. That's a
bigger pill to
swallow. If you are getting a check, I can respect that.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Because the thing is, she could have used that money to buy him a gift. Y'all don't even know that.
So. Oh, see, there you go.
No.
See,
you know,
so that justifies
no.
I didn't say justify. I'm just saying. You just never know.
How did you pay for these drugs?
There you go. She could have been bringing that money to the house while you talking.
Okay, there you go.
She could have been bringing that job to the house, too.
The person knows that that's how you're getting money and you're bringing it into the house. He didn't even know about
this. He didn't. But would you want to date a known prostitute?
I wouldn't.
That's what I'm saying.
But there are people that are comfortable with that.
But he's not one of them. He has to.
Clearly.
Right.
But we don't know.
He has to slow. He has to pause and evaluate. Does he want to date this
That's
known
what I
said. Prostitute?
Pause and evaluate if you want to date this stripper.
The very second we go to Applebee's for 2 for $20, and the waiter's looking at you like, ooh, baby.
Hey,
I'm blowing up at Applebee's that day. I got two sticks of dynamite I keep in the trunk for situations just like that.
And she's paying with crumpled up $100 bills. Like,
I got it, baby.
Look, man, I can't get married to her. We got tax problems going in.
See what I'm saying? Now you rethinking it. You see what I'm saying?
How many roles
you got to get what you want? I ain't mad at that.
But the point is,
kudos to Ronnie.
There you go. But I think we're on the same page. So marriage 2 days later, that's off the table.
No.
Now, do we throw her away completely? I think we're also on the table. Like, you know what? You need to now look into yourself and make a decision of whether
she said throw the whole woman away, start out over.
Throw her. There's a stuff
that's what she thinking.
Are we ready for the final word?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get it.
What's the final?
For me, I am saying this relationship is done. Now, if he wants to be that compassionate person and he wants to be supportive and he wants to be a friend and hold her hand through her issues, then by all means, do that out of the kindness of your heart. But in terms of continuing this relationship, let alone a marriage, that is off the table. The trust has been broken. Mm-hmm. You are never going to be able to trust this woman again, because mm-hmm. as soon as you guys hit a financial whatever mm-hmm. in your marriage, you're going to be wondering in the back of your head, is she going to go back to
doing?
Thank
you.
But at the same time, you may want her to go back to doing.
Okay. Are you wondering if? Are you wondering maybe she will? Like, hey, you know, I really would like some rims on the truck.
No, get a little tight. I was wondering. You might get back on the stall.
I got that government job. The government shut down. What you doing tonight?
He got a built-in bottom bitch. That's all I'm going to say. He could be a pimp all day.
I'm going to call that Rayshawn's final word right here. Paul, what's your final word on this one?
My final word is, you ain't got to be happy, but I got two glad trash bags to throw that chick away in.
Oh, my God.
You don't need to get married. You really not. There's no point in staying with her because you're not about to get past that. You know you're not. And it don't even have to come to the financial, like if you come across financial work, it's not. You're going to be sitting there at dinner one day and it's just going to fall. It's going to spill out your mouth on that. What did I say? I'm sorry. I don't even know where that came from. You're going to be beating her up in your sleep, having nightmares, wake up choking the shit out of her. You don't need that in your life. Let it go.
But again, honesty wins big points for me. And the fact that she told her before they got married, I can't just throw that away.
Thank God for that. You know,
I have to factor that in.
But you don't owe her anything for that. You don't owe her anything for that.
I mean, she didn't have
to tell me. That's why I said glad bags. He could have went and got the great value.
But she didn't have to tell me neither. She could have just let me keep going and let me think that we were what we were, but she chose to tell me. She probably didn't want to. I can't just gloss over that.
Right.
You know, the fact that you told me, that's going to factor some stuff in. That means you honest. That means you know, you're going to tell me whatever. Right.
There you go. So,
there it is. So, all right. But Stacey ain't hearing that.
No. So,
I'm with you.
So, that puts our first story in the bag. All right. Next story is coming up quick.
In the glad bag.
Story number two. I was pressured to lose my virginity. Should I just get it over with?
Yeah.
So last year when I first started college, I lived in a suite style residence. Four guys, each with their own bedroom, share a kitchen and two bathrooms. At the same time, I was a virgin, and I still am. Near the end of the year, one night, I smoked some weed and got high. When I came out of the kitchen to grab a snack, they and two of their female friends started pressuring me to have sex with and lose my virginity card to one of the girls. She kept trying to open my door, saying she just wanted to have sex. I politely said I couldn't do it since I was intoxicated, but I really didn't want to hurt the girls' feelings. They all kept saying nasty things like, do it now or it's over. I felt crippled, like I wasn't good enough without having sex. I cried myself to sleep that night. Is this all in my head? Do you think what they did was right? All right, just a note, my virginity is something I want to lose to a special girl. If I'm going to be that close with someone physically, I want to be that close with them emotionally too. By the way, I'm only 19 years old.
How about this? This sound like a baby.
Yeah, he's a young
kid. Sound like somebody. I used to say that too when I was that age.
He's so tender. You can hear the Similac dripping off of him.
All right, so Paul, we throw it over to you first.
Oh, this is me? All right, well, I would say that, dude, you're in college. And in college, this is what happens in college. You know, you're an anomaly for college. In college, if you leave your dick in the hallway, somebody's going to pick it up and sit on it. That's just how it works. So with that type of a hump everybody environment, you not wanting to have sex, you're an anomaly. They can't figure you out. And what do people do when they can't figure shit out? They ridicule it and they ostracize it. So what I don't want you to do is be in there crying yourself to sleep. That doesn't need to happen. I need you to take a man's stance. Ultimately, you made a decision for yourself and your life, and you said, this is some shit I'm not going to do. So as a man, you need to look anybody in the eye who has a problem with the decision that you made for yourself and say, if you got a problem, you can kiss my ass. I ain't humping. I don't feel like it. And that's just what it is. And if the day comes when you feel like laying your dick in the hallway, it'll always be there. There's plenty of time to be a hoe later.
Paul, you was coming in super hot today.
I'm just saying.
All right.
What's in that cup?
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's some scissorp.
Until people start paying me to announce what I drink.
Hey, there you go. All right, Stacey, what's your advice to this young man?
All right, I agree with Paul on this one as well. Don't even, you know, worry about what other people think. I know that's easier said than done, but you have to take a stance, like Paul said. And if you have your faiths, beliefs, whatever it is of why you're not having premarital sex, then you need to go ahead and you need to stick with that. Now, wait a minute. You're just a virgin. Maybe you don't care about premarital sex. Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The case is, whatever the case may be, just go ahead, be yourself. Don't worry about what other people think. And get some new friends, because those are not your friends. If they're pressuring you into doing something that you really don't want to do, you don't need people like that around you.
Well, these aren't his friends. These are just his roommates.
Roommates.
Well, roommates, suite mates, move out. All right. Get some new people around.
I got to go.
I'm just saying. Or, you know, if they can't respect, you know, those boundaries there that you've set, then you need to go ahead and find some new people to live with.
Yeah, and I completely agree with both of you all said. The only thing I would add to that would be you really need to take a step back and realize that, and this is an old man talking, losing your virginity is highly overrated. Like, yeah, everyone's going to tell you it's this beautiful thing, but the more you build it up in your mind, I got to tell you, it's kind of a letdown when it actually happens. Yeah. It's going to last like 2 minutes, and it's just not really going to be that great. And the girl you're with probably won't be with forever.
Right.
All that. So everything you're building up in your head and all this pressure you're putting behind it is all going to deflate when it actually happens to you. So no, take yourself off the hook that if once you actually do it, it'll be done. And don't make this big, huge thing that you have to save and you have to do something. If you have faith-based reasons for doing it, absolutely. If you want to save it for something special, you can try. But I got to tell you, the first time you lose virginity is just, it's okay. But when it really means something to you is when you're with that special person and you actually know what you're doing. And it's a whole different level then. And that's what you really look forward to. Looking forward to this big whole thing when you get rid of it. I just find it's overrated.
I
kind of urban legend.
Yeah.
So. Unless you ain't, like you said, if it ain't faith-based or if you ain't trying to wait for marriage, if you waiting for the special one, just get it over with now.
Wait a minute.
Because my thing is, like you said, you're 19.
You're 19.
Yeah. And whoever your... Let me ask everybody in this room. Are y'all still with y'all first?
No.
Exactly. That goes to show you how special it really is.
No.
Married your first. I didn't say y'all didn't forget y'all first. Are y'all still with that? Is that person still special to you?
What? So it's only special if it lasts forever?
Is that person special? Is your first special to you?
Absolutely.
Is your first special to you?
What I will say is I have no regrets.
I didn't say regrets. Did you talk to that person? I didn't say that. I didn't say you had to regret it. But is that person
I hope
in
her
your
first
life?
Is listening
that,
right
that
now.
That person no longer communicate.
Okay,
Irvin.
But hold on.
But let me say this. It was, for me, it was a great experience.
I didn't say that. No, we didn't talk about the experience.
But you guys did mention
that.
The experience.
I got to go back to what
Irvin said. That's what we disagreed on.
I said the person. If you're waiting for a special person, then you're wasting your time. Now, if you're waiting for marriage, that's something different. If you're waiting because of faith-based reasons, that's different. He didn't say none of that. He said, I'm waiting for somebody special.
Y'all
you're wasting your time.
Real sexually
but
bitter
my thing
right
is,
now.
But also, if I can go a little deeper, maybe you have sexuality issues, but I don't know.
Nope.
Maybe you don't know what you want.
Okay. I wasn't going to go there.
But that's a real thing. But the thing is, there's nothing wrong with that either. Whoever this young man is, I don't want you to put too much pressure on sex. Sex is always going to be there.
Thank you.
Trust me.
Yeah.
You can walk out your house and I can have sex right now in the studio if I wanted to, goddammit.
All right, now with the girl in my corner, that's
my
girlfriend.
My thing is...
Just so you know.
My thing is... I can call somebody after I leave here. Meet me right here.
There we go.
That's how accessible sex is.
Can we leave first, though?
So you can stay watch. I don't care what you may have to pay for.
The Facebook Live is going to be lit.
What I'm saying to this young man is you in college. First off, get there to get your education.
There you go.
Those sorority hoes, college girls, they always going to be there. Sex is never going anywhere, sir. Don't cry yourself. If you lie. Okay, yeah, I smashed the other night. Yup, it was odd. If you got to, just lie about it and just move on. You know what I mean?
No, don't lie.
If you don't want to lie, just like, I'm a virgin and it is what it is. Yeah. Don't let nobody make you feel bad about taking a stance.
I don't know. I feel like you guys kind of went to a different area when you said that there's nothing special about
All right,
so you said that you didn't have, like, it wasn't, and when it finally happens, it's not going to be shit.
No. So don't build it up in your head so much. It's going to be the special moment.
Right. Said, don't
but it absolutely could be the special moment. And what he's saying is that he's not saying that I'm waiting for God to send me my angel. He's not saying any of that shit. What he's saying is he wants to actually be connected with the person he had sex with for the first time.
He said, I cried myself to sleep.
All right, that's leaning on what he was saying about sexuality. I don't know about that. But what I'm saying is, at the end, he said, mm-hmm. when I do have sex for the first time, I at least want it to be connected to the person that I have sex with. I don't feel like that's an unreasonable. I put the word connected, but that was the essence of what he said, is that run it back.
Turn 19 again.
But he wants to have some type of a feeling. What was the actual word?
If I'm going to be that close with someone physically, I want to be that close with them emotionally.
Thank
too.
You. He wants to feel somebody. He wants to feel something for the person that he sticks it into. I don't think that's unreasonable.
No, that is not unreasonable. However, if you're building up in your head, that's going to be this beautiful thing.
At no point did he say that.
I'm saying something different now.
Oh, you're saying something. You're saying completely different. Yes, right, so
if you're going to build this up in your head, because a lot of people do, chances are it's not going to be that's going to let you down. So accept it and let it be what it's going to be, and accept that this is your first time. You not know what you're going to do. And enjoy yourself in the moment. That's what you're going to have.
Yeah, in a Buddhist is showing.
Oh, thank you. Tuck that back in.
Accept the way it will be.
It will be what it's going to be. You have to accept this is happening to you.
You either do or you do not.
There you go. All right, so let's do our final word on this one, and then we can move to the next one. Stacey, what's your final word?
My final word is, don't worry about what anybody else thinks. If you're waiting to have that special connection with someone and you want to share this experience with someone that means something to you, then wait. And do that. And don't worry about what anyone else has to say. And if you're being pressured by these roommates after you've told them to respect your feelings, mm-hmm. then you need to go ahead and find new roommates and move out.
There you go. All right, Paul, what's your final word on this one?
Yeah, it's more of the same, really. It's just you do your thing. And you man up and don't let nobody make you feel sad for a decision that you made for yourself, period.
Absolutely. All right. On to the next story. Is it too soon to buy jewelry? Hey, guys. I, 27-year-old male, have been dating my wonderful girlfriend, 22-year-old female, now for around 4 months, and would say we are pretty serious at this point. Neither of us have had a significant other for this long before, and we've done all the family friend intros and all that kind of good stuff. We've not said I love you yet, but I think it's coming soon. As you know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and she's never had the Valentine's Day treatment before, so I want to make it special. Is 4 months too soon to buy a diamond necklace, around $2,000, and some pink or white or red roses? I don't want to overwhelm her. But I also want to make sure I do it right. Any advice would be great. Paul, I'll throw it over to you first.
Well, this is, all right, so $2,000 for Valentine's. Do you want to let Stacey take this?
Yeah, I'm going to let Stacey take this. Before you contaminate the airwaves.
Before I lay it out. Let's see what the women think about this.
I am feeling so much shade in this room right now coming from different directions.
Darkness is spreading.
It's all good. Okay, let me say this. Mm-hmm. I think it's great that you want to buy her a really nice gift. Right. But $2,000 is way too much.
Okay.
When you're in a relationship with someone for 4 months. That's just too big of an investment. Now, I'm going to be honest. If I received a $2,000 necklace,
okay. I will. Okay. Exactly.
Fair enough. All right.
But I'm giving advice right now.
Yeah, you are.
And so with that being said, yes. I do think that's too expensive.
Okay.
I do think that a nice sterling silver necklace with maybe some diamond accents, maybe from Tiffany and Company, if you want to make it, the blue box always is going to get you in the door. Fellas, let me go ahead and give you some advice.
The blue box is going to get you $2,000.
The blue box will always have you winning, okay? Always. And so they have some really reasonable options out there with the Tiffany box. So you can get a nice sterling silver, Tiffany item. Zales. I need to stop giving all these
giving it away for free right now.
Some of these retail chains.
Take a tip from my girl from the first question. We don't give it away for free.
Here we go. Okay. All I'm saying is there are so many options out there that are less expensive that you don't have to buy anything too expensive.
Right.
So if I had to put a cap on how much I think you should spend, I would say no more than $200 for someone you've been dating for 4 months.
All right. So $50 a month.
No, I'm saying for a gift. For a Valentine's Day gift. I'm saying for that day.
Oh, okay.
And that doesn't include dinner.
Wait, what? $200 and dinner?
If your budget allows that, I think that's acceptable.
No, $2,000.
See, now, hold on.
I said it's acceptable. It's okay.
You said an operative word. Budget.
Yes. Yeah. It's
now,
your budget.
If you're making that much money, that $2,000, because $2,000 probably isn't nothing to him.
That's
what I'm saying. Who is to say how much is too much?
I still think that's a lot of money.
But
regardless if you're a millionaire or whatever.
Well, hold on, just listen. Paul, what's your take on this, Paul?
I was going to go there with it. Ultimately, you got two different types of people out there. Now, if you are the type of dude where $2,000 is a drop in the bucket, then one, you're not going to overwhelm her, because if you can drop $2,000 on Valentine's Day easily, comfortably, then you've already, during the course of the 4 months, gotten her used to your lifestyle. Okay. So you done already dipped her toe in the lifestyle. You done spent large amounts on entertainment. You probably got a nicer vehicle. You probably got a nice place to stay. So she's not going to be blown out the water by $2,000. She know you got it, and that's fine at that point. She's not going to default to you trying to buy her affections or something like that, because it's been 4 months and y'all done met each other's family. So it's not like it's been 4 months. So Stacey's like, 4 months. But perception of time is different for everybody. Mm. 4 months for some people could be, we about to start looking for a place to stay together. And then 4 months for other people could be, I'm trying to figure out how to get this person to text me back.
You bring up a great point. Stacey, your mother, how long was she dating before they got married?
Really?
Just question. Just want to
Shots fired.
How long was that?
A month.
Oh.
Did you buy her a ring?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But hold on, though. How old was your mother when she got married?
32.
That makes a difference.
He's 27.
He's not far from that.
No. Within 1 month, within 1 month, this man was dropping down hardware and a lifelong commitment.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. The perception of time is different for everybody. You so you can't just say, you can't just say 4 months. That's just too, that's not enough time.
I hear that. But wonderful for people me, got married in just from my.
But something you did say that I do kind of agree with. It's about, first off, ignore the time. It's about connectivity. How close are you to this person? But ultimately, if you are not, when you mention budget, if you don't have it like that, and you just either stumbled across a credit card or them W-2s went out early and it's time for you to go ahead and you tax balling, you don't do that, because you are setting the bar entirely too high coming out the gate. So that could be taken in a couple of different ways. One, women... Stacey, correct me if I'm wrong, but a woman bases her trust in your consistency.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so if you all over the place for Valentine's Day, he dropped $2,000, but I got a gift card to fucking Chili's for my birthday, you know? So if you can't, if you're going to set the bar that high out the gate, you're going to have to be that needs to be where it's at. So if you're comfortable being there, then by all means, but if that's not what it's about to be there, don't do that to yourself.
Yeah. All right. Absolutely. All right. Rashawn, what you got on this one?
Well, basically, it's kind of like, I don't know this man's pocket. I don't know how fast he's progressing. I don't know. But Stacey, you just said that you would accept it. Like, you ain't going to give it back.
I mean, come on. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. I'm still human.
There you go. You know what I mean? So my advice to you, young man,
you
brother.
You shouldn't have, but I'm glad you did.
There you go. Wow. If it's not breaking your bank, if you are not... you know, making sacrifices, if it's not about to set you back, if this is how you normally ball out for your dates, for your girl, she just got to get used to it. Now, if it overwhelms her and she gives it back, then maybe you should say, well, this is how I do things.
Right.
Like, set that standard for, like, this
welcome,
is just me.
Welcome to life with me.
Welcome to life with me. Man, I don't know what other mother broke dudes you've been kicking it with, but this is how I do.
Consider yourself upgraded.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
I guess for me, I just feel like there should be a build up. And I just feel like 4 months is not enough time for you to be dropping that type of money. And regardless if you have it or not, this is just my perspective.
Okay.
I feel like you need to see what this woman is really there for you for. Regardless if you have $100,000 in the bank, $100 million in the bank, or $100 in the bank, you need to actually see what type of woman this is in terms of character. If you're just go ahead and you're blowing $2,000 here and there, oh, Valentine's Day, boo, I got you. Here's $2,000 on that necklace. Oh, you want a range? Oh, there's a range for you. What do you think you're setting yourself up for? A gold digger.
Oh, so you believe the gold? Do you believe that the giving the gifts early is the causal mechanism for creating the gold digging mentality?
I think you can, and you don't even realize that you're doing that.
Well, wow, because you are.
Wait, talk some more about this. So, because you've created a space for her that you equated. I feel like there's an algorithm starting here that you've created a space where she's now equating your love with material goods,
yes.
And that's entirely in the man's pocket at that point, but in his behavior.
If you start off that way in terms of dropping that type of money that early in a relationship, if something should ever happen where you can't do that anymore, it's going to be a problem.
Oh, I got
you know, and
back.
we also have to keep in mind the people that we're dealing with. 4 months, and this is both of their longest relationship.
Oh, that's true.
So my man is really having to try and deal with the fact that he probably hasn't done this for anybody else. He's probably all caught up in his feelings. I ain't never been with nobody 4 months before. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yep.
They looking at each other every morning like, oh, my God, I'm still kind of into you. I didn't know this could happen 4 months later.
This is the greatest love of my life.
Maybe we're in uncharted waters now.
Yeah. All right. So final word, Paul. I'm sorry, Stacey, what's your final word for this young man?
Final word. I just think that $2,000 is a little extreme. I think a nice piece of jewelry is a good idea. I just think $2,000 is too much when you're dating someone for 4 months. That's just my opinion. Yeah. But hey, at the end of the day, what do they say? It ain't tricking if you got it.
Yeah, it ain't tricking if you got it. Yeah,
say it again slow.
There you go. Paul, what's your final word on this one?
No, agreed. If it ain't tricking if you got it. So if you got it, then let her know what it's like what life is about to be like with you, as long as it's about to be that way consistently. But if this is a struggle for you, man, look, man, don't do that. Don't do that to your taxes, man. You got bills to pay.
Absolutely.
It's better if the lights stay on. You can't trust the bling from the diamond so that you can see in the house.
That's true. All right, great advice. Next story. He won't take his walls down. I had a date about a month ago with a 23-year-old male. He just broke up with his girlfriend a month early and was heartbroken about it. I felt like he was holding back from me emotionally, and then he admitted that, yes, he is not truly over her. On the second date, I asked him, will he ever be able to open up his heart for me? And he says, maybe, he doesn't know. He says he'll try. He says we can be a couple and hang out and stuff, and I said none of it means anything if he won't open up emotionally. He had a smile on his face, and he says he loves how into him I am. But the more I push, the less he will open up emotionally. After our second date, I felt like he wouldn't be opening up. So I wrote him that it's better we go our separate ways because I'm not looking for casual. He wrote back he would be willing to have more than casual if I could just be more patient. He wrote a bunch of other stuff. But then he wrote, I don't understand why you couldn't be more patient. Give me a chance to take my walls down. If you didn't even try, I guess I'm not that important. What's it mean?
It means she's dating a cancer man.
All right, so before we go, astrological route with it, Paul, what do you have for me?
What it means is both of y'all got some problems right here. So the second date, you're looking for emotional availability, huh?
Coming in hot.
Do you know his last name? You're not going to be there for me emotionally, are you? Like, dude, I don't even know what you want to drink. I don't even know your drink. Like, seriously, that makes no sense. But let's ignore the fact that you expecting all this out the second date. Let's put a pin in that. My man said, I love how into me you are.
Kind
of shame. Yo, that is your one right there. You gotta, that is the line that he said that should have keyed you into what the type of person you're dealing with. Them walls are not coming down. Those walls are mirrors so that he can look at himself. What? This is all about my mans. So it really doesn't matter. I mean, granted, you're expecting too much too soon. So if you do come across a normal dude, you will mess it up with expecting all that on a second date. Please check yourself.
Okay.
But yeah, my man, I don't even really think it's about the ex-girlfriend. It's just, you know, you didn't give me a chance to bring my walls down. It's not about that. This is about the fact that, you know, he's doing his own thing. He likes the fact that you paying him that attention. He needs that, especially now that he's gotten a little bit of a breakup situation. He's got some mending he needs to do. He needs that attention. Yeah. You about to be the one, and that's your purpose. I hope you know that. That is your whole purpose, is to give me the attention that I'm not getting because I'm recently out of a relationship.
Ooh, excellent. Yes.
So that's what's going on there. Both of y'all in the wrong, but you need to have several seats expecting that you need to be emotionally available on that second date. Figure out what his last name. You don't even know where he stay at. Are you emotionally available?
All right, awesome. Stacey, over to you. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm with Paul. Your expectations are too high right now. I mean, it's too new. Like, you don't, like Paul just said, you don't know anything about this man, but you're expecting him to just open up and just completely be open, you know, for his heart for you. It's like, he doesn't even know you like that. Like, calm right. down, relax,
yeah.
sit down, be humble.
Oh, no, be humble.
I'm just saying, you know, just chill out a little bit.
Right.
I mean, and he may have some walls up because he did get out of a relationship. That could be, you know, the case. He may. But at the same time, he's like, girl, I just met you. This is the yes. second date. Like, right. what? Are you serious right now? Like, I know that's what he was thinking.
You don't love me? Why don't you love me?
Yeah. Wait, how old is this young lady?
She's 22.
Mm. 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's young.
Yeah, she's young.
He's late. He's late for love.
Okay, do you know where she lives?
No, we don't.
Okay, because the thing is, not that all factors, believe it or not.
Okay.
Because I was told that, you know, from birth, what are young women taught? To do what? Get married,
yeah.
find that man, have that family.
Right, right.
So I'm just saying, that's what my mother taught me that. Stacy taught me that. You know, so I hear that. You know what I'm saying?
Is that what they teach them now,
that's
though?
Women value. Yeah.
That's not going to
It determines if they have a husband or not. That's right. what they are taught. I don't know. Do you have daughters?
I don't, but I don't think that's what's getting taught to these 22-year-olds now.
That's though. What's getting taught to girls.
When I don't think that's what's getting taught to these girls now. You don't need no man is what's getting taught to these girls now.
Now.
No.
But the majority of women are taught.
I'm wrong?
Yes, you're wrong.
Okay. I mean, I'll accept it if I'm wrong, but I know there's a whole lot of independence out there.
For show of hands of the women that are in the room, do you guys agree with what Paul just said?
No, no, no. None of y'all are 22 years old.
No, but I'm just saying.
No, I said 20.
They're still women.
They're still women.
Hey! Yeah, right.
The engineer is 23.
The engineer is 23. All right. So I'm wrong then. Okay.
My birthday's today.
Okay. She's like, no, because somebody going to marry this.
But I'm just saying.
Rayshon, finish
so
your point.
So what I'm saying is, so they're taught, you know, you got to get that man, you got to get married.
Yeah.
And the thing is, men, we have the privilege mm-hmm. to have kids until we die.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Women don't have that.
Very true.
So about 22, 20, like, they're ready to get married. So they're looking for husbands. By like that 22, 23, you know, age, they're starting to settle down. They're looking for husbands. And
22?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
That is true.
That is true.
You know, growing up for me, I know we're kind of going off the tangent, but growing up for me, yeah. I had in my head, I'm going to be married by 25. So the person I was dating at 22, I was like, this is going to be my husband. This
really?
Is it.
See what I mean?
At 20, wow. At 20 what?
At 22. 22. But you also have to keep in mind that, like Rayshon said, I mean, from the beginning of time, right? Centuries ago, what did men do with their daughters, right? They gave their daughters.
They still do.
Right.
When they get married.
Wait, they gave the daughters.
Who gives the bride away?
Let her finish. Right. They gave her daughter.
My point
they gave the daughters to the husband.
They gave their daughters.
Oh, okay.
Meaning to the husband. Meaning you're taught at an early age, that's where your value is. It's to be a wife and a mother. It's not to be, you know,
and you're
the
saying
next
that that's still
inventor.
You're
of,
saying that,
you know,
that's still the lesson.
I absolutely
streets.
Feel that is okay. the case, that well, women are still being that. Taught that their that value either. Is still attached to being someone's
to be
wife.
Okay.
And that's what she's, and this young lady here, that's clearly what she suffers from. So it's not even her fault.
Okay.
What thing?
And see, this
she
is, for
you know what, I'm, you know, and as that is a valid point. If it is true that that's the lesson that's being taught, that your value is in being married, you still psycho on date number two, talking about how come you're not emotionally available. Don't give me that shit.
It ain't
I
her
don't
want to
hear that. That no, it is her fault. That is that is
she's
that is
was
insane
talking,
behavior.
She's trying to find
but
a
if
husband.
She's been conditioned to believe that, you know what, every person I meet.
No,
hold on. If she's conditioned to be like, all right, look, this person right here might be the key to unlocks my inner internal value. Of course, she's.
Do you see how
little...
big your eyes got when you said that?
That's
crazy
but
big.
That's what
no,
does.
But here, but yeah, exactly. That's how big this thing is, right?
Like someone wasn't taught that. What would
if
you
someone's
as
been
a
taught,
boy,
if someone's been taught this,
to be successful, own a home, that's what you were taught as a right. boy growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Women wasn't taught that. They was taught to keep that man.
So you're
you
telling,
have to cook.
But you're telling
you
me
have to clean.
All right. So
you
if everyone, all right, but let me ask you this. If every woman was taught that, and mm-hmm. the general consensus seems to be that all of these young women have been taught that, so then it should be normal behavior to expect you to be emotionally available and out there and open
that's
at the second date.
I just said the that.
Man.
This is not her fault.
No, I'm asking you, do you see that as that's normal then? For a woman? For a woman, Stacey, is that normal?
What I'm
woman?
Saying is I think a lot of women do make that mistake of expecting too much from a man early on.
No, we're not talking about early on.
Hold
we're
on.
Talking about date number two.
No, and that's early,
early
on.
That's
early on.
That's super early
so
on.
But I do think that she is a little overzealous and she needs to calm down a little bit.
Right.
You know, let's get to at least date five, you know, at least. But date number two, you're going to push push him away because it's like, hold on, like you're expecting a lot from me. We just met.
And so here's my take on it. I believe that she recognized that she was walking into a train wreck when she realized she was dating someone who was recently out of a relationship.
Yes.
And this is her own subconscious mind telling her, like, you know what? You need to try and contract your way into a good relationship. See if he can give you that reassurance that you're not just a rebound.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what's kind of, I feel like that's what's driving this, you know, the whole 22. Emotional. Yeah.
Find you a 40-year-old man. By 40, they're ready to get married, settle down, have 40. Kids.
Yes.
You'll be fine.
Yes.
Look, you work for Beyonce. Girls love Beyonce. Yeah. Hey, how old is Jay? He like 60? Come on now. He was 36 when I was in high school. That was almost 20 years ago. Okay.
Jay is not 60.
Jay is 60 now?
No, Jay is not 60.
Almost.
That head looks 60 though.
59. Okay.
All right, so like
well, you just don't give a damn about your appearance no more. It's usually about 60.
No, that's his way of being, you know, his creative outlet. Okay, I know this is a whole nother subject, but usually when he's recording an album or he's doing something artistic, he usually doesn't get his hair cut.
We've officially because
I'm going to let y'all know, Stacey is the hugest Jay-Z fan.
Oh, I am a Jay-Z fan.
So you can't say nothing bad about Jay-Z.
I think I'm number one.
Oh.
Oh, what up?
Bump 444 all day today.
We will debate that after the show.
Absolutely. Yes. Because I'll be in the projects all day talking about how I'll be in the projects all day.
Yeah, but no, to this young lady, though, I just want to tell you, it sounds like you're on a quest for happily ever after. I'm not mad at you for that.
Yeah.
But you just need to keep it in your head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, plan for it, you know, strategic. But don't be so quick.
Don't scare him away.
There you go.
All right, so that's Rayshawn's final word. Stacey, what's your final word on this one?
Don't scare him away.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, Paul, what do you have?
More of the same, really, because they got chairs on sale at Walmart. I need you to buy one and sit your ass in it. Because regardless of what they've been making some valid points. They've been trying to change my mind real hardcore. I still say you crazy at the second date. You expected for me to be emotionally in there. I'm sorry.
Are you married?
Let me put a caveat in there. Yeah. If it took an exceptionally long amount of time to get to that second date, maybe we've done some hardcore connecting via telephone and other means of media. True. So, you know, if that's the case, because when you say second date to me, I'm thinking second week. We went out last Friday. We going out this Friday, and you expecting me to be emotionally available? Like, I'm sorry, that to me sounds crazy. But if there's been some time, you know, then that's different.
All right,
I'm all about the time of connectivity.
Absolutely. All right. So my final word on this one is: I believe that you're not with the right person, because if you're with the right person, you won't have to ask them to open up to you emotionally. It'll just be there. Like there it'll flow for you. It'll matter of you'll be when both of you guys are like firing on all cylinders, it'll just work out. It won't be a question of, oh, I don't feel like you're connecting with me, or it'll be organic. Yeah. And it'll be there. If you got to ask these type of foundational questions, he's probably not the right type for you. He's probably not the best fit. And I think in your heart, you know, he's not. And you're trying to force it by hoping he'll become emotionally available.
Well, you'll find him, trust me, but not like that.
Exactly.
Not but that way.
No, that's that harpoon on a squirrel.
Oh, there you go.
Won't be nothing left.
All right. Well, that's been another episode of I Hate Dating. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll talk to you
guys. Thank
you
for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Rayshawn, for showing up. I'm sorry. You felt so natural in the show. I just felt like you was one of the family.
God bless you and good night.
Hey, good night. Well, thank you all for listening. We appreciate you. Talk to you soon. Bye.